doesn't matter. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Sorry, guys, there's been a lot going on. One day I just didn't want to do it. And, hey, now we're back, and a bunch of shit happened, so I've got, like, a lot to cover, and I'm going to try to cover the most important stuff first. We're like this one. But before we get to this, because I know you guys want to hear all about this, DP's here, and Empress and a lot of others have wanted to know about his situation. So, how do you feel?
I'm feeling better than I did last week. Like, starting off, it was really rough. Wearing out very quick, couldn't walk very far before I'd wear out.
Right.
This week, a lot more energy. It's
good.
It's kind of settled in. Don't quite like the skinnier in the morning and the fluid builds up in your stomach throughout the day.
Yeah.
So your stomach expands. Not a good look. Not a good look. I'm ready to get a new kidney, get some abs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, though, I'm doing good. Still doing security for the casino.
Yeah.
Just working it. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how he's doing. Because I know a lot of people wanted to know how he was doing. They're like, is he okay? Yeah, he...
Had some days that are worse than others, but
yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, it you know, it's you take it one day at a time. That's how you have to do it. So, pirate site Enhentai has been sued in a U.S. court for copyright infringement. Enhentai, a popular adult site with dozens of millions of monthly visits, has been sued for copyright infringement. The lawsuit was filed by California company PCR Distributing, which operates several hentai brands. Yes, they operate under JAST, and I will talk about that because, yes, we cover JAST games, and we will continue to cover JAST games. But please, let me say everything before you go into the... I know who you are. Okay, I know you guys love the hentai and the stuff we do, but before we get in,
that makes me think of that King of the Hill.
But before we get in to, you know, I don't want all the comments and craziness. I'll explain. I've been in there. I've talked to people. Okay, I've got the information. But let me go through the fucking article first, for the love of God. Okay, the complaint alleges that Enhentai doesn't respond to takedown notices. The site attempted to settle the dispute confidentially months ago, but that attempt failed. Manga and anime have been increasingly popular in recent years. These formats originate in Japan, but they are now popular all over the world. Available in static and animated form, hentai describes the adult versions of the above. With a growing audience of many millions of fans, hentai is also benefiting from the boom. As with any type of media, not all consumers are paying for access. Anime and manga piracy is more prevalent than music piracy today. And hentai is no exception. The enhentai.net website, for example, had 80 million visits in June this year. 80 million. There's 325 million people in America. 80 million people visited that site in 1 month. Copyright holders are not happy with the unauthorized distribution of their content. Many take countermeasures, which often involve sending DMC takedown notices to the pirate platforms, but not all recipients respond by taking content offline. Rights holder targets Enhentai. Okay, so California company PCR Distributing is one of the affected copyright holders. The company does business under various brands, including J18 and JAST USA, and sees Enhentai as a major threat to its operation. PCR obtained a DMCA subpoena a few weeks ago requiring Cloudflare to unmask the people behind the site, which allegedly failed to process takedown notices. As is frequently the case, a court clerk swiftly granted the subpoena requiring Cloudflare to comply. In this case, however, that wasn't straightforward. A few days after the DMCA subpoena was issued, lawyers representing Enhentai slammed on the brakes. They argued that no personal data should be disclosed as the subpoena should never have been granted. At the time of writing, the matter is still pending in court. Enhentai's opposition is well argued and certainly has a chance of success. However, even if the subpoena is quashed, nHentai's legal issues are far from over, as PCR has just filed a full-blown copyright infringement lawsuit. PCR sues nHentai for copyright infringement. In a complaint filed last Friday at a California federal court, PCR describes nHentai as a popular pirate site with dozens of millions of visitors. The site shares copyrighted material without permission, taken from digital or physical books, while the operators don't allow users to upload content. nHentai.net is a widely visited platform for adult manga and doujinshi content, attracting over 79 million visits per month, the complaint reads. The website hosts a vast collection of hentai works, including commercially produced content, much of which based on information and belief is shared without proper authorization from owners. The lawsuit emphasizes that nHentai doesn't rely on user-generated content. Those types of services can rely on a safe harbor under the DMCA. In this case, however, nHentai can't claim this protection, PCR argues. nHentai is not a user-generated content website. There is no user upload capability. Defendants are non-service providers, are not engaged in the storage of content at the direction of users, and thus are not entitled to any of the safe harbors afforded under Section 512 of the DMCA. Failed settlement attempt. The complaint doesn't identify the owners of nHentai who have yet to be named. However, PCR and nHentai are certainly no strangers. Last October, attorneys for the alleged pirate site offered to confidentially settle all copyright infringement claims with PCR. The proposed terms of the agreement are unknown, but PCR declined and insisted that nHentai should take down pirated copies of their works. In October 2023, the nHentai defendants attempted to have PCR enter into a highly confidential settlement and release agreement to settle claims including copyright infringement between the plaintiffs and defendants in this case. PCR declined the agreement and further requested the removal of its works from nHentai. Despite these efforts, nHentai allegedly failed to remove any of the infringing works in response to PCR's takedown requests. Plaintiff or its agent sent DMCA-compliant takedown notices identifying infringing works on defendant's website to the email address provided for reporting abuse. Additional DMCA-compliant takedown notices were sent to nHentai's known service providers, however, 100% of the reported URLs remain active. Damages and a broad injunction. PCR accuses nHentai of various forms of copyright infringement and demands damages as compensation. In addition, the company seeks a broad injunction to effectively shut down the site. The injunction should prohibit the site's operator from infringing the copyrights of PCR's works going forward and require the registrar of nHentai.net to transfer the domain to PCR. If a domain transfer isn't granted, the proposed injunction requires third-party intermediaries to block the domain in the United States. That would apply to search engines, hosting providers, ISPs, domain name registrars, domain name registries, and other service or software providers. At time of writing, nHentai has yet to comment on or respond to the complaint. However, given the site's previous opposition to the DMCA subpoena request, we expect that it will file a response in due course. Okay, so that is a hell of a fucking issue. Alright, so guys, this is what I'll say about piracy. I say I do not agree nor disagree with piracy. Okay? I'll just say it like that. Yes, I do piracy every once in a while, and I'm sure a lot of you do as well. Do I try to support the works as much as possible? Yes. I mean, that's all works. If I can get it and I enjoy it enough, I do go out and buy it. I do go download it, buy it, you know what I mean, from GOG or from Jazzy USA or from Manga Gamer or from Kagura or there's a lot of games I've gotten from Kagura that I haven't even put on here yet. I haven't even shown you guys yet, but I've got them and I look forward to doing that. Maybe we'll do that in November. But I don't know, October wouldn't work for, I don't know, we'll figure something out. But anyway, guys, here's the thing. I've been in there, and there's been a lot of crap being levied in the Jazz USA server. So, this is more of a J18 issue, because it's manga. Like, they're not working with games. And as I know, right now, Jazz isn't going after, like, F95. They know that exists, but they're not going after them. And I think J18 decided to go after N-Hentai and a lot of these other places because, you know, they are trying to basically sell the stuff, you know? I mean, they're trying to sell, you know, they have their own website, basically, where you can view manga, hentai manga. You pay to view it, right? It's a subscription service. And they want to localize everything. They want to localize as much as they can. JAS USA are a website that basically cares a lot about non-censorship. If they have Shira shit that has the mosaic, it's just because of the business deal. But if they're going to put their name on it, they want it uncensored. They don't want any extra shit or anything like that. They're not that kind of company. You know, I've talked to them. They're all about freedom and making sure the shit is legit, right? They're a good company. I've had a lot of good personal business, like, I don't want to say, like, deals, like, there was no money or anything like that, but there's been issues where I couldn't buy products on their website, and he's helped me out so much with games that I was not able to buy otherwise because they were having some issues with their site, and he got them all worked out. It was cool, and the dude really loves this content. Like, Dave really loves this shit, man. I just gotta really put that to you guys. He loves this shit. And, I mean, business is business. Like, at the same time, like, if you download something, eventually... Let me just back up. If you pirate something, you pirate under the assumption that eventually a rights holder will come for it, right? Like, not all the time. There's a lot of movies and things that nobody gives a fuck about. But some stuff, like anime, like manga, like hentai, and, you know, stuff like that, eventually, popular stuff is gonna get hit, guys. Like, it's going to get hit. And they were only protecting their own. They basically told N-Hentai, look, if you take down our stuff, we don't give a shit about anything else on your website. And to be absolutely fair, in N-Hentai's case, some of that stuff is doujin that has no way of ever being purchased. You can't get it. It was Comic-Con stuff,
yeah.
Which means you had to go to a special convention in Japan to be able to even read it.
Yeah.
So it's stuff that a lot of people just don't have the ability to see at all. And it sucks. But one thing that Dave, or Blood Nose, or Eagle Douglas, as he's going by now, has said, he said, look, guys, like, we're not allowed to say anything. None of the staff or anything can talk about current legal, you know, issues. But we do want to let you guys know that when we are able to talk about this, it'll make a lot more sense to you guys. Like, we don't... And again, there was some people that were really harsh when they went into the server. And he did ban, you know, maybe a person or two. It hasn't been a complete raid or hell. It hasn't been like that. But there's been a lot of people that have, you know, been in there and they've stressed their complaints about the issue. And he said, you know, when I tried to use the website, I found out there was a 404 error. And he said, well, go ahead and give us the error. And they did. And he said, well, I'll get my web guy on it and we'll get it working. Because we want to make sure that our website for you to view manga is just as good as anything you get from N-Hentai. If we can make our stuff as good as what they offer and can localize as much stuff as possible for you guys, like, it's worth it. People are already paying Crunchy. People, you have a subscription to Crunchyroll, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So, if people are paying Crunchy, you can probably pay for your, you know, I mean, it's a monthly fee. Yes, I know.
I think Hi-Dive, some stuff you can't find on Crunchy, you gotta go on Hi-Dive.
I know, yeah. I mean, it is like that. And look, I understand. It's not, like, the best news. But if you had a brand and, you know, it was small, remember, J18 is a very small brand. They're not, like, this big, huge... DMM level manga, you know, this is a small, you know, local brand, a small company. They're doing their best they can with the translators that they have. It's not some massive multi-million. They were saying these big company. What big company? Fucking Dave's got his the games in his shed. He's got physical copies that he sells in his shed. That's what we really gotta, you know, keep in mind here. A lot of this stuff is still homegrown, you know, and still root, you know, it's, you're not taking from McDonald's or Walmart here. These are small people. And again, that doesn't really justify it. Some of you guys, I understand you cannot, 100% cannot get this material in your country.
Well,
and that, you know,
I think another thing is only giving, if you want to buy a hard copy, a lot of times if you go to the store, half a season is like 40 to 50
we're
bucks.
Talking about hentai games. Well, with his situation.
I was saying
but
anything,
with your situation. With
Crunchyroll and all
yes,
that.
Because I looked at the anime section. And yeah, those anime are not cheap. So almost bought myself a Miku because they had a good smile Miku and I almost bought one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to buy it tomorrow.
I thought about getting the what is it? Chainsaw Man figure?
Yeah, they got some cool stuff over there. But, like, I buy their figures and stuff, but I'm not gonna, like, buy their seasons because they're just too damn expensive, right? So, I mean, I get it, guys. Like, I totally get it. And that's not even all we were gonna cover. So, to add to this, because this is already, you know, an issue, and people do know that, there's also... Well, the Internet Archive lost its appeal over ebook lending as well, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. So we also have... Let's see, where is it?
You'd think, though, a library couldn't be considered. Of course,
yeah.
Of course, you can't get a whole lot of hentai up at the library. But, you know, that's not necessarily piracy.
Right.
It's getting to watch it for free.
Like this
free,
one.
For free.
Like over 10 popular anime piracy sites have disappeared overnight in a mass shutdown. Yeah. So we already know this. It's all Republic of Tonga based stuff. And a lot of these were like Zorox.2, Annex.2, Anawave.2, Animesugi.2. Yeah, Fbox.2 was stored anime but also movies. Also had issues. So yeah, guys, they're hitting this stuff. There's really not a fucking shit. There's not much we can do. Like, I'm serious. This is literally the age where piracy is being curbed. Yes, I know if you cut a head off, another one comes out. But they're really, really cracking down on the anime and the manga piracy. They're really, really cracking down. And I mean, nothing lasts forever.
I think they need to make it more available if they don't want people pirating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But let's look at the Internet Archive. A federal appeals court sided with publishers in the copyright fight over whether the Internet Archive can lend out digital books. Okay, so the Internet Archive has lost its appeal in a fight to lend out scanned ebooks without the approval of publishers. In a decision on Wednesday, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that permitting the Internet Archive's digital library would allow for wide-scale copying that deprives creators of compensation and diminishes the incentive to produce new works. So, there you go, guys. We're not going to go too far into that, but it sucks, doesn't it? Let's see here. Let's see what they have to say. Second corner. On the one hand, ebook licensing fees may impose a burden on libraries and reduce access to creative work. On the other hand, authors have a right to be compensated in connection with the copying distribution of their original creations. Congress balanced these competing claims upon the public interest and the Copyright Act. We must uphold that balance here. And we are disappointed in today's opinion about the Internet Archive's digital lending of books that are available electronically elsewhere. Chris Freeland, the Director of Library Services at the Internet Archive, writes in a post on the site. We are reviewing the court's opinion and will continue to defend the rights of libraries to own, lend, and preserve books. Freeland also points to a petition you can sign to restore access to the 500,000 books publishers restricted access to. Now, okay guys, so this is why this matters. You want me to tell you why this matters? Because now that the Internet Archive has lost its appeal to the publishers, book publishers, this means all the archive data, that means movies, TV shows, WrestleMania, which I managed to get a copy of. I got the first WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah. They actually played Phil Collins' Easy Lover in the background.
Well, of course, you know, if you get Peacock for like, what, four something?
Yeah, you can watch. You can
watch all of them on it.
Yeah, that's cool too. But they have, I mean, it's cool to even find some of those, right? Somebody's trying to upload the entire Attitude Era.
Every, that would be amazing.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're trying to get, like, they've got a lot of it. But, yeah, like, people are trying to preserve everything. And we're even talking about game demos of things that never came out, never got released, prototypes, all kinds of very, very important stuff that will be lost to time if we don't back it up. This, the Internet Archive is literally the archive of the entire human race, and I don't mince words. You can find stuff in any language. You can find French porn comics that I didn't even know existed.
Oh, God,
there's a lot of them. I can give you a full link. There's all kinds of stuff. I found a bunch of old classics that I'm like, wow, I didn't know this stuff existed. And it won't exist for long if Internet Archive, you know, continues to get hammered by these publishers and things. Because who knows what happens next? Now, yeah, there's some technically abandoned content that might always be there, guys. But in the same breath, there's a lot of shit that's gonna go. There's a lot of people that are uploading really classic stuff. So if you want it, you better type in... Let me just show you. Why don't I just demonstrate? Let's see here. Ninja Turtles. How about that? Ninja Turtles. Internet Archive. Whoops. Somebody can't spell correctly. Alright, so Ninja Turtles, Season 2 episodes, The Next Mutation, incomplete. You cannot even get that on DVD. Not The Next Mutation. Operation Blue Line, free borrow and streaming, that's the game. And let's look at this, because this is what's really going to interest you. It's called, is it Toei? And yeah, Dragon Ball Movies, Raw, Toei TV Hero Encyclopedia. Alright, that's cool that they have that. Series Archive, well, that's not going to be it. Denzi Man movie. Where was the... There was one I have that has every single tokusatsu. Every single one of them. And I couldn't believe it. It had every... Even the newest stuff. Tokusatsu. So here we go. You like Toku, you like your Sentai, and... Oh, not that. Damn, I thought they were going to show the complete Toku library. Here we go. Oh! That sucks. Maybe they're getting rid of shit. Two results. That's weird. Toho Tokusatsu movies. No? It's not good. Okay, so there was a lot of Toku here, but I don't seem to find it now. Let's just look up Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider Internet Archive. There's Kamen Rider right there. Kamen Rider, if you want to watch Kamen Rider build. Original Kamen Rider, 1971. You can download that whole series or just watch it right here. I would download it because it won't be here for long. Kamen Rider Saber Complete. If you like Kamen Rider Saber, Decade, Outsiders, Fies. Like, if you like Kamen Rider, you get it there. Super Sentai. I know you guys like Super Sentai. Let's look at... There's Zoo Ranger. Original Power Rangers was based on Zoo Ranger. There you go. The whole series. You can download it. 13 gigs. That's about the size of the Blu-ray. Deca Ranger. Car Ranger. Dawn Brothers. Now, yes, that's the new one. Well, not quite. The newest one is the car, whatever. They did a different car one. Geki Ranger, Gal Ranger, Crossover Collection, Time Ranger, Bulk Ranger, Mega Ranger, Jetman, Children Sentai Jetman. You like the big Jetman series? 14 gigs. You better get it now, is what I'm saying. Do you like manga on the internet, on the Internet Archive? Let's see, Internet Archive, Manga Library. Look at this. Now, some of this shit might be adult, but look, Dragon Ball Z manga collection, novel. Let's see, we've got some nude mangas. You know, there's some old hentai mangas, Blame. Now, some of this stuff it might have some rights to, okay? But I'm just saying, if you want it, you better go get it. There was some yaoi, if you noticed. An unsorted collection of manga. Bunch of stuff in there. Complete Japanese grammar. Berserk mangas. 1 to 41. You better get it, because it might not be up much longer. What this lawsuit is saying here, guys, is that now Nintendo, now Toei, now any fucking company that wants to take the content, they can take it off. Fox can go in and take all theirs. In fact, they did that once, and they got rid of some stuff. Disney can come in and take their stuff. A lot of people can take their stuff. So if you want this stuff to remain open, because the Internet Archive has a special DMCA, you know, you better get it, because it's not going to remain open, is what I'm trying to say. Unless we back it all up and somebody suggested sending it out to space. Like, taking everything from the Internet Archive, putting it in like a time capsule of sorts that people can access all over the world, and putting it out into space. Now, I don't think it'd be too long before a corporation would have some kind of rocket or something come up and grab it, but literally, this is the human race's entire archive of history. You can find everything on here. Not just the manga and the hentai, and I'm not even going to look up anime. I'm afraid to look up anime on here, because I'm afraid that whoever might be looking, oh, they've got anime on there. Well, we'll get rid of all that too. And we don't want that to happen. I mean, I'm sure it's there, but we don't need to look to find out. But yeah, guys, so that's where we're at right now. We are seeing an end to piracy on the internet. We're also seeing an end to archiving on the internet. Preservation, which is very, very important. A lot of these companies are big into remastering games. I don't know if you've noticed this, DP, yeah. But there's a lot of remastering of pretty much everything you can think of.
Yeah.
And
for a long time, Sony was bad about that. Wouldn't let update your system to play older games.
And remaking games. Yeah. Remaking this, remaking that, remaking this. Oh, did you love that game? Well, here it is again.
Yeah, you can buy it twice.
Yeah. They remade freaking Trails in the Sky. I'm like, dude, I just finished Trails in the Sky first chapter. You tell me you remade it again on the new engine and it looks great and all pretty and nice? It's like, so now I gotta play through the whole goddamn thing again. And it's even longer now, probably, because they said that they recommend that people not play this one right away if they haven't played the old ones, because it may spoil some stuff from the other games now. Yeah. So that's a thing. And I was told by a Trails fan that is that I follow, no, you need to go play second chapter and third chapter, because if you don't, when you play this, it's not going to make sense. Oh, God, that's why I'm an Ease fan, because nothing's really connected, and you can just play one and enjoy it and be like, oh, that was an amazing game, and boom, you're done. You don't have to worry about, oh, but you missed blah, 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 blah. It's different. But all right, guys, so yeah, it's a really crazy situation that we've got right now with this, with all these sites going down. And it just happened like that. Oh, however, there is something cool I want to show you guys while we're here. Before we talk about Sterling Cooper, because we are going to talk about Sterling Cooper for a minute. I don't know if you follow him on YouTube, but I look at some of his stuff, and he's agreed with me on some things. I'd like to have him on a show. I think Sterling is a former porn star, and he's done shows with Drex. And I was like, oh man, I'd love to have Sterling Cooper on here, because, you know, he needs to understand that not everybody sees pornography as something realistic. You know, that we can look at it and see it as fantasy and not think of it as a real...
I think it's usually younger kids.
Yeah, that's the issue. And I want... Like, he's probably going to understand, because you and me both grew up in the same era where there was magazines and stuff like that, and it wasn't just HD, in your face, hardcore, you won't believe what these ladies are doing. I mean,
it's too easy. It's way too easy. You know, back in our day, we had to get the JCPenney's catalog.
Yeah.
And draw the nipples on the bra.
And not even that. Like it was the Sears catalog, the Walmart catalog, Kmart, all those.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret.
Frederick's, the Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, those were the days where you were happy to get a Maxim magazine.
Oh, Lord.
Or Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
Yeah, the swimsuit issue was a big deal.
I think being able to use your imagination for porn as a child helped it flourish.
Oh, yeah, it was great. So, okay. But, yeah, basically what I was going to say here is... What was I going to say? I got into that conversation and completely...
Something
I was going to show you guys. Sorry. So, because I can't seem to find it in all these damn little tabs, I'll just type it in. So, okay, guys. Something happened that happens every year. The Sage... Damn it. Fine. I know it gave me the link, but here you go. Sage 2024 is live. So basically what Sage is it's usually a fan game place, right? But as Sage is now, they also have commercial games. These are indie games. Some of these are going to be on Steam. Okay, so usually they have a Sonic theme, but not always. There's actually some really cool looking games here. I haven't had a chance to go through all of them, right? And there's a lot of shit I'll be looking through. Lots of demos, and again, you'll be able to buy the full game on Steam, itch.io, or even GOG, because that has happened. Now, you know, some of these games, they may not look that great, but some of them, they are professional. And remember, a lot of these are all professional products. Sometimes they're in different styles, like Super Nintendo, PlayStation, Dreamcast, you know, stuff like that. There's a lot of these. I don't even have time to go through them all right now. But then we have the real purpose of Sage, the fan game. So originally Sage was Sonic Amateur Gaming Expo. So it was all about the blue blur, Sonic the Hedgehog. So as we know from previous Sage games... Sage events, there is everything from really not so good amateur products to stuff that looks like it could be on the PlayStation 5. That's the kind of developers you have here. Okay. You've got games that are so good. I'm like, oh my god, is Sega going to get upset? Because it would be like a demo or a finished game. Like, let's see, you got Freedom Planet. That's a game you could buy on Steam, but I think that's a demo. Oh! Isekai Mario released its final update. I gotta pick that up. For those of you that don't know, Isekai Mario is like playing Mario 64, kind of. It's flashier, it's got way better graphics, but it has Isekai characters. So if you don't want to play as Mario, you can play as characters from your favorite anime.
Okay.
Yes, and it's got very, very good graphics. Now, the play control's a little funny, and yes, you can play it on your phone, but it's a really good game. And it's a gacha, and it uses coins, but not your real money. You get coins in the game, and you can use those to basically... do a raffle for your character. It's always random. You never know who you're going to get. And sometimes it could be a Mario character. Sometimes it's a character from any kind of anime. They've got They've got so many characters from animes. You'd be really surprised at how many they have. Now, these are essentially just sprites. You know, they're just like a costume. But they look really good. And they even have anime-themed areas. Because when you play Isekai Mario, it has several different games within a game. So you can go in and play this game for these levels, or this if you want to learn more about Isekai. And it's made by Hello, which was one of the guys that was influential in Mario fan gaming. So I'll be picking this up because I love Isekai Mario, and I think it's a really, really, really fun game. It also has a lot of licensed music that they don't have the license for, so you better go get it before that's gone. Also, this might interest you guys. Mega Man X8 was remade. And I'm not talking about in the... like, it's remade as a Super Nintendo game. Now, don't jump up. Yes, a Super Nintendo game. Look at these screenshots, guys. This is Mega Man X8 professionally remade as a Super Nintendo game. Not only that, guys, but it uses the Super Nintendo,
controller.
Well, you can do that, yeah. But what I'm saying is, because I have one, but what I'm saying is, it has the four sub-tanks. Remember how Mega Man X8 had a metal system and all that? Well, he wanted to make it more like the original three Mega Man X games, right? So you could call this like a Mega Man X4-ish, kind of. But it follows the same storyline, and as you see, all the bosses have been beautifully redone. Look at them all. I mean, this is a completely brand new thing. And there's Vile. Look, even Green Vile. We finally got him in 16-bit, guys. The music has been redone. I know the music was a little weird. I liked it, but it was a little raw. But yeah, it's all been redone, the whole game, it's finished. You cannot play as Zero. He said specifically he didn't want to make make Zero or Axel playable. He wanted to make this game like the original Mega Man X games, where you could only play as X. Yes, I know X3 allowed you to play as Zero, and there's a mod to play as Zero, whatever. But he said maybe later he may revisit and add those characters. But for now, you're getting a full Mega Man game with Mega Man. And it's got the armor parts and everything you like from those games. So what's not to like? Everything's been reimagined, redone. And there's even a secret boss. So it's only 256 megabytes, guys. Now, it's going to extract to be pretty big, okay? I'm just going to let you know because the demo was 800 megabytes. So this shit's going to be about a gig. And there were some questions asked, like, are there any secrets? There's no secret techniques or armors, but there are hidden three hidden boss fights in a place that should be familiar to X8 veterans. Is the game hard? I made this game with veteran Mega Man X players in mind. So if you haven't played those games, stay away. You might get owned. So it's intended to be a challenge, specifically the final and secret bosses. Bosses also don't flinch when hit by their weaknesses, only when hit by the charge version. So relying entirely on weakness might not be a good idea, although the charge weakness is helpful in interrupting dangerous attacks. However, boss do have low iframes after being hit, so mashing lemons, he calls it lemons, between charge shots is always a good strategy. Searching for and using the sub-tanks is probably a good idea. There's four, just like in the NES trilogy. Alright, now guys, it may run a little bad on your low-end PC. This is not made for a low-end computer. This actually requires a pretty good computer because it's got a high frame rate. No AI tools were used in any way. I use Asoprite, Audacity, and Godot Engine. This is made in Godot, just so you guys know. So, that's an amazing thing, guys. We got, I mean, there was a couple years when we got demakes of Mega Man 7, Mega Man 8, and I believe, what was there? I think there was another one. I think they're working on Mega Man and Bass right now. But we've never seen a PlayStation Mega Man come to 16-bit. And this is, unfortunately, not playable in Super Nintendo hardware. It's not going to be that kind of game, guys. But it's going to be a blast. So I cannot wait to fucking play this game. And I'm really glad to show it to you. Mega Man X8 was my favorite of the PS2 games, of which there were three. And I'm glad to see it. So I will be playing the shit out of it. Alright, so there's some more stuff. Like I said, you've got your Sonic the Hedgehog. And some of this stuff might not be so good, like Mega Man RPG, it didn't look that great. And this Omega Blaster, like, I appreciate that they tried to do voices, but, I mean, let me be fair, they are, I think, Brazilian. So they say, you know, they speak Mega Man, but it's Brazil, like, accent.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's fine. I think you guys might like it if you want to beat them, like, not a beat them up, but a fighting game with the Mega Man X characters. So you have that. You have Monster World 4 Regenesis. I believe that is a complete... Yeah, that's a complete... No, this is a demo. This is still a demo. I thought it was finished. Updated demo ending. Oh, the full version is development now, so it's not finished yet, but there's some new stuff, guys. Pizza Tower 19 demo. There's a lot of stuff here. You got Pokemon that's just a parody game. Nintendo won't come after it. Project Extreme, which is another thing. There is Sonic Battle R Prototype. Sonic Adventure Blast 2. That might be fun. I mean, again, you never know. There could be everything from really awesome looking fucking games to holy shit, this looks bad. But we don't really need to talk shit about somebody's first game. Because I remember making games and they kind of sucked when I first made them too. But as developers get better and tools get better, you can make better and better games. So again, just look at everything. There's a little Sparkster game that somebody made. Super Smash, that's a joke game, but people think it's pretty funny. Ultimate Sonic Fighter Remaster. And somebody even made Variable Geo in Mugen versus Asuka 120. There's some mods for Sonic Advance. A couple other things. You got some frameworks, which are people that are just showing off their engines. And there you go. So there's a lot of shit there. Just a lot of shit. Between all the damn indies and the fan games, you got a lot of games. And I'm trying to download everything that I think looks cool. By the way, just like I did with the thing, you can actually look at the game. Like, this one doesn't look that great, right? Like, it might be something, but it doesn't seem like something that would really catch my attention. So I probably won't download it. Art Attack, on the other hand, that kind of looks okay. I mean, this looks cool. It's only one stage, and of course, it'll probably be on Steam at some point. But, and some games will be on Steam. Like this one here, you will see stuff with Steam brands. It says wishlist on Steam, available to be announced. So they've got actual, you know, real games on here. But yeah, this is a big gaming event. And I definitely recommend you guys take a look at it. Because it's cool stuff. And you get free Mega Man X8 and Super Nintendo. Come on. Some of you have been wanting that for a while. Since you played the original. You looked at the original game, you saw it on PS2, and you said, you know what would make this better? If it was on the Super Nintendo and it looked like that. Well, your wish has been granted. Alright, now that we're done with that, and by the way, like, that's not a sponsor or anything, I just love that shit and I want to share it with you. So, okay, we also have... A porn star has been slammed after revealing how he disciplines women he dates. So let's look at this. Let's listen.
Curious what he did.
This is Sterling Cooper. We were talking about Sterling Cooper.
Yeah, still kind of curious what he did.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So hold on, guys. I have to kind of turn it up a little bit before we. Oh yeah, that's the trans shooter. We do have to talk about him, but later, I guess.
See, I didn't heard a whole lot about it because I've been at work most of the time.
Yeah, the trans shooter. School shooter.
Georgia or some shit.
Yeah. You know what? Let's hear about it. Since we're both new since we're both new to this, I don't know shit about it. Let me put it all the way up to 50.
He couldn't transform, so he went crazy.
All right. Broken Home. Georgia school shooting suspect Colt Gray grew up in a neglectful home, which police and child services visit on a regular basis, a neighbor told the Post. His mother has a lengthy rap sheet with drug and domestic violence arrests, while his father now faces charges for allegedly buying his troubled son an AR-15 rifle for Christmas.
Oh no, he's like, at least he's not talking about cutting his wiener off anymore.
Okay, so, well, I don't know. Carnival switches destination without a refund while passengers were already on board the ship due to engine issues. Oof! I'd be fucking pissed on that.
Yeah, I'd be pretty mad.
Okay, so I was seeing if there was... Okay, so no, there's nothing... There's no audio from Cooper, obviously. I guess they didn't want to do it. But Cooper's been making a name for himself. He's been going on a lot of podcasts. And I've been piping in. I've been following Sterling Cooper. As I said, I'd like to have him on a show. I think he's a great guy. I think you can learn a lot. And I don't disagree with what he says. I have said this 100 million times. If you are watching my adult content constantly, stop. I mean it. You can watch it every once in a while if you enjoy. If you're watching it for the story, that's cool, because I know some of you guys do like the stories. But if you're constantly like...
If you're obsessed with it.
Yeah, if you're, I mean, muting me and playing some music and watching the fap scenes or something over and over and over again, that's a problem. You shouldn't be doing that. Like, that's... Well, and I mean constantly. I mean, it's okay. Look, I... All of us, you know, do the thing. But what I'm saying is...
Too much of anything is not great.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, hand jobs are great, but after a while they lose their luster.
Right. A retired porn star who dishes out dating advice for men has been slammed after revealing how he disciplines women he dates.
Wants
Sterling Cooper, a self-proclaimed sex coach from Western Australia, recently appeared on the podcast Frankify to share his secrets to improve sexual performance and success in dating dream women. During the hour-long podcast episode shared on YouTube, Cooper detailed how he would cut off a woman he deemed was drinking too much during a date, and said he'd walk out on anyone who wore a pair of jeans. The controversial content creator, who has been likened to controversial influencer Andrew Tate, yeah, I figured they would do that, has since been widely criticized for his remarks, which many described as misogynistic and controlling. I hate when women wear jeans on a date. It's the least feminine thing I can think of, the 37-year-old states in a clip of the episode that has since gone viral. Shit, he's younger than I am.
I think it depends on the jeans.
I would say before we meet up, don't wear jeans. If you wear jeans, I'm going home. Pretty clear. Cooper, who frequently touts products he insists will increase penis size, according to the New York Post, also advised men to draw a hard line with drinking. The former adult star, who recently stated he discourages men from engaging in any sort of porn after leaving the industry in 2020, says he cuts women off from ordering more alcoholic drinks than he thinks they should have. Now, again, he explained that. I watched him talk about it. And you know who he didn't talk about? Us, who had the catalog. He talked about younger men that grew up with HD porn. You know?
It's so easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, that's so easy to get a hold of. And to be fair, when I do my adult games, sometimes we don't even have sex scenes. When I did Eternum, we did an hour, and there was not one scene, and I was fucking enthralled by that story. That story was so damn amazing. If they'd thrown a sex scene in it, I would have been pissed, because I've been like, no, I want to know what happens with the thing. Why are you doing this?
What?
Yeah,
sex now.
It was literally that. Yes, that's how I felt about it. So I will stop a woman from drinking if I think she's had too much to drink, Cooper said. I think that's a good thing, though. She's had one drink, well, two drinks. She's having way too much, and then she goes to order another one. I'll tell her, I'll stop the waiter and be like, no, you're not getting her a drink. Get her a water instead. It's kind of like a dad disciplining his daughter in a way, and he's not wrong.
Well,
because
one...
Go ahead. I'm gonna
women that are doing that, a lot of times, oh, free meal, free drinks. I'm going to take advantage of the situation. And I'm not saying all.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know... Even when I'm in, like, oh, someone's like, hey, come on out, I'll buy you lunch. There's the temptation, shit, I could get this drink, you know. But I always try to eat light on it.
Right.
But you know, women, some women are out there, like, right. What can I get? That's a good way of weeding them out, if they're going to throw such a fit. And plus, he's not looking for someone that's a raging alcoholic.
Right.
So that would be a telltale sign. Yeah, like,
I got no problem with this guy.
She's free with getting lit in public. Why would I want to continue this? You know, I remember, you know, most of the women back in the day at the bars getting drunk and shit like that. You're like, oh, well, they're getting just railed later.
Cause a lot of times when you have a young girl, like I've had this happen, young woman that's drinking too much, you have to be that man and you have to say, you know what, I think you've had enough. Especially if she's walking around and she doesn't know what, like you sometimes as a guy have to, you know, pick her up and put her in bed or put, you know, lay her somewhere where she's not going to
straight up
hurt herself.
Up throw her in bed.
Like, you know what I mean.
It's business time, man.
Cooper then boldly claimed that women have told him the move was the sexiest thing a guy has ever done, but many viewers called it out as controlling and misogynistic behavior. And those viewers are probably upset women in their 30s and 40s that, yeah, probably would... Yeah. That would probably like that if a man had done it to him back then. I think they probably said it was the most sexist thing a guy has ever done, but he only heard what he wanted to hear because I very much doubt he'd ever listen to a woman, a person commented. He doesn't like jeans on a date? Well, I don't like misogyny and daddy-related control issues on a date. Oh, someone's got daddy issues. If you're trying to control what your partner can wear or consume on date one, I can't imagine date two and beyond.
Women do it all the time.
Right.
Don't give us that horseshit.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't know what the fuck they want.
As a,
it's same people that they'll tell you, I like a bad boy, you know, a year later of meet a nice guy just happens to fit a certain set of things they were looking for.
So, basically, I'll give you a story because it happened today. I was throwing the truck today with a... Yeah. We got a push line now. We're back to the push line.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it's great. So I was throwing the truck with a girl, and, you know, she's maybe a little older, like, girl, tattoos all over, you know, stuff like that. But she said, she says, I got to call my husband. I said, and she said, I got to let him know I'm going to do overtime. And I said, well, you know, if you need to, you know, head out, I can get somebody else. She says, no, I need my overtime. Yeah. But I just want to call him because, you know, I want to tell him that I'm, like, I respect, she says, I respect my marriage and all that. And I want to make sure that he doesn't, you know, get upset and all that. And she says, you know, personally, I don't want to hear his mouth. And I said, well, hold on now. Because... that also happens with women. I said, women, sometimes a guy will be like, well, I don't want to hear her mouth. I said, so surely you don't do the same to him. She says, well, to be absolutely honest, when I'm home, I do get like that. She said, we basically trade up. She basically said, when I'm gone, you know, I'll hear his mouth, right? And when I'm home, he'll hear my mouth. So and I said, that's how they work it out. And I said, well, yeah, that's fine. You got to do what you got to do. And I said, you know, you want to... She says, because there's all kinds of stuff going on. And I said, you know, there's all that stuff on the internet, social media, telling people this and that. And I said, some of that stuff is fake. You got to be careful. You don't want somebody looking at all this stuff on social media thinking, oh, are you messing around with Tom, Dick, and Harry? Because I was listening to so-and-so podcast that said you might be messing around. And, you know... Yeah, she's throwing a truck with me, but we're not doing nothing. We're working our asses off in that truck. Hand by, you know, she's grabbing freight, I'm grabbing freight. We're throwing it on the line.
Sure,
it's a hot
brush
pin.
A tit here and there, but that's work.
It's a hot truck. No, it's not anything like that. But, yeah,
it's the party truck.
The thing is...
much like the party bus.
The thing is, they work, their marriage works because... they both understand each other. She gets on, like, if something's not right with her, he'll hear her mouth. And when something's not right with him, she'll hear his mouth, right? And that's kind of just people, that's kind of what he's doing. That's what Sterling Cooper's doing. He's basically, the woman will say, well, I don't want to go overboard because I don't want to hear... his mouth. I don't want to hear, you know, him saying, oh, well, you can't have that. You know, when people don't like that. People don't That's like a...
No one likes being told...
Told to do stuff, but sometimes...
they can do stuff.
But sometimes in a relationship, you need to. Like, that person is there because they want the best, like, they want the best for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that guy, he basically says, you know, don't you be going around messing around with so-and-so because he knows. He knows what's going on.
He doesn't want herpes.
He doesn't want that, and he doesn't, you know...
Nobody wants the town pump.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. And, I mean, you'll say, well, Grim, she's got all kinds of tattoos. Yeah, she is. She's got all that. You know, she's a country girl, you know.
Although some people settle for
that. She's a southern country girl, you know. And she's got all them tattoos. She probably had some. Yeehaw. She had some wild days. She had some wild days. And, you know, and now she wants, a lot of people say, well, yeah, they settled. But I mean, it happens, guys. I'm sorry. That's how real life works. I love how Drexel said, you can't apply everything to the red pill in real life. Because real life doesn't fucking work that way.
No.
Because you're like, well, yeah, but you said... Dude, they got together.
It is as
they
needed.
Got together. Because they loved each other. You know, they're going to make it through. Yeah. But he's taking a single mom and she's doing it. Dude, it's their decision. At the end of the day, people get to make their decision. They can get all the advice in the universe. At the end of the day, it's their decision what to do with their lives. So, that's what I've got to say on there. Let's see. Cooper moved into his new career as a self-described sex coach following a 5-year stint as a porn star. That's a halt. During which time he claims he won multiple awards for his performances. He since transitioned into a relationship coach, offering a range of educational products, including a self-penned book that claims it can help men grow their manhood. I didn't know that. One of his tidbits includes telling guys to be unapologetically masculine and preaching that sex is a learnable skill. He said he decided to become a sex coach after receiving an influx of messages as a result of his porn career. I started to reply to everyone I could, and I eventually realized that the average guy was facing a lot of problems in his love life, he told Life and Style magazine last year. The truth that no one wants to say is women don't know what they want, so a man has to tell them. Not most of us. You notice women are becoming a lot more independent, and men are forgiving their own lives. We don't need to be lectured by insecure little men. Some women do like this type of behavior. You need a strong...
More women are trying to act like men. More men are trying to act like women.
Right.
Not just the transitioning ones. I'm talking about the feminism or the metrosexuals and shit. I mean, nothing wrong with looking good, but good Lord, don't... It's just sad.
Let's see. Easy to see why there is no Miss Cooper. Toxic feminists emulate the men they claim to hate. To be fair, sloppy drunks are gross. Nobody likes babysitting a lush. As far as jeans go, whatever. He's allowed to not want to date a woman who wears jeans. Wear jeans and don't date him, or don't wear jeans and date him. The choice is yours. Nobody's entitled to date him until he can weed out people how he sees fit. A lot of people are too offended by someone else's preferences. It's immature and entitled to just get mad because someone's not attracted to you. Let it go and move on. Exactly. A man knows what he wants. A man who knows what he wants has every right to walk out. There is no need to settle for less. There's always a better woman right down the road. Finally, a common sense reply. We all have things we want in a partner. As long as he's up front, I have zero issues with any man's preference. Women require boundaries and sometimes a good, firm spanking in front of the babysitter. He sounds like, let's see, didn't know it was 1920s. This is the perfect behavior from the man. The man is supposed to be the daddy. Women are supposed to be at the disadvantage in a relationship. State man acts like a woman, and the woman should know her role as a woman. When I take a woman out, I pay for everything like a man should. I'll make the decision to cut her off if she's drinking too much and she doesn't realize it. He is right in preaching that sex is a learnable skill, and I definitely wish more men were unapologetically masculine. Jeans? It depends on the date. Fancy restaurant? This is a woman, by the way, saying this. Fancy restaurant? No. Walk in the bush? Yes. Both men and women getting intoxicated, especially on a first date, can lead to things happening that you regret. I don't have any issues with this behavior as long as he's upfront about it. This guy's a porn star? He looks like a cheese ball, and I'm wearing denim and blowing minds all over the place. Yeah, we'll see. Nothing wrong with that, especially when women do the same to men. Women won't date a man if they're shorter than them, if they're not attractive enough because of what they wear or who they voted for. How is this news? The guy you used to sell his body for sex, denim is in fashion this year. Get used to it. I can see why gals want to zone him out with a few drinks. So gross. Hopefully we taught our daughter to run away. Ridiculous. Only 5 years in porn. Guess he couldn't hang. Here's hoping that his dates have a taser in their purse.
Like they said, porn's darker, actually working in porn's way darker than what.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I prefer the other version. The non sex trafficking version of it. You know, the games, oh, yeah. Hentai anime, stuff like that. Which a lot of that's drawn by women. Yeah. A lot of the hentai was. All right. So, I think that's going to be it for this Grim Article show. So, maybe I don't think I'm going to do a supplemental because I got Mega Man X8 and I'm going to go back to East because I'm just about to finish the fucking game. So, and we're watching Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
we're watching Beetlejuice, so I'm going to be really busy. Alright, guys, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. Oh, and we're doing a show with Empress on Monday. I talked to her about that, so we're doing that too. And we're going to talk about the death of rock and roll. It's going to be a pretty interesting show.
Okay.
So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you next time on the Grim Articles show. I am out of here.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.